One of the things I have learned as a congregational rabbi is to take advantage of the opportunities that from time to time will present themselves, fall in your lap, as it were. And so it was a couple of months ago that our friend Gary Buckheim emailed me, August, June, back in a couple of the beginning of the summer, to say that, to tell an interesting story. Gary is a child of Holocaust survivors and a group of descendants, all from one small town whose name in German I'm going to let you say instead of me, but who have been in touch with one another, have connected with one another, and were gathering together this week in Washington, D.C. for a reunion of these families. And so I think you told me 16 descendants and spouses have spent the last couple of days here in the area, all hailing from the same town. We're so glad that that Richard Oppenheimer, one of the other conveners of the groups, is with us. Richard, welcome from Venice, Florida, did you say? So we're glad that you came up here. I hope the weather's a little nicer up here than the heat down there. But this group of 16 descendants and their spouses from one town gathered and met and had the opportunity to bring over a man who has been a mentor, a teacher, a scholar, a researcher, and a finder of information for them. They have reconnected with their family's lost history. And Gary said, Johannes is going to be in the United States for the very first time. We'd love to show him a synagogue, bring him to an American temple for Friday night services. Would that be okay? Would that be okay? Not only would that be okay for him to come, for you all to come, for us to be able to welcome you, but we would be honored to hear some of your story and to hear some of the research and the work that you have done to keep alive the history of this small Jewish community in Germany, all but decimated by the Shoah, but whose stories and memories continue to be told in no small part because of Johannes's work. And so when we realized as well the confluence of events, the anniversary that we are marking this weekend as well, which I'll let Gary make mention of, it seemed all the more appropriate and important for us to be able to hear from Gary and from Johannes about the work that Johannes is doing in Germany, about the effort to keep memory alive, the effort to continue to tell our stories. And so, Gary and Johannes, I'll invite you both to come on up and take a seat up on the bima. Gary, I'll invite you to share your remarks first, along with some slides, I believe, that we have, and to hear a little bit from Johannes as well, both of whom will be with us through our Porta Koenig, our outdoor Oneg, afterwards for more conversation as well.
Thank you, Rabbi. Again, I would also like to thank Richard Oppenheimer for all the hard work he did in organizing this group. I'd also like to thank my brother, Jay, for coming here from Ohio to join the group, and my cousin, Paulette, coming from Boston to join us. My four grandparents escaped Nazi Germany in 1939 with their families. My father, Gerd Buchheim, was born and raised in Bad Wildingen, a small town just north of Frankfurt. It was a spa town and was well known in Germany for its healing mineral waters. Prior to 1938, Bad Wildingen had a very small Jewish community of only about 150 people, but they built a very large synagogue to accommodate the overflow of summertime Jewish visitors. The synagogue was considered one of the most beautiful and unusual Jewish prayer houses in small German towns. It was built on a hillside. It was also freestanding and visible from afar from the south. The domed building, covered with copper sheet, measured over 12 meters in diameter. The days of creation were depicted on the lower six rectangular windows, each of the six high windows in the upper part of the domed hall represented two of the 12 sons of Jacob, who became the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. On August 11th, 2017, the Unite the Right rally was kicking off in the evening in Charlottesville, Virginia. It was organized by white supremacists, but also included neo-Nazi and other far-right groups. They marched through the UVA campus carrying torches and chanting, "Jews will not replace us," and the Nazi slogan, "Blood and soil." They shouted "Sieg Heil" and gave the Nazi salute. The next morning, 5 years ago today, Shabbat worshipers at Charlottesville's Beth Israel Synagogue were faced with men in fatigues with semi-automatic rifles across the street. They were aware of the neo-Nazi threats on social media and decided to exit the synagogue through a back door, carrying the synagogue's Torah scrolls with them for safekeeping. That image reminded me of my father's childhood story from his home. For a couple of years, due to anti-Jewish laws, my father had been attending a Jewish school at the synagogue in Kassel, an hour away by train. He knew the Bad Wildungen synagogue was at risk because he had witnessed the destruction of the Kassel synagogue by the Nazis on November 7th, 1938. He tried to warn my grandfather Willie, but was told by his father, "Don't be silly. They're not going to do anything in our little town." A day later, at the age of 13, he and his older brother Fritz rescued Torahs from that beautiful copper-domed synagogue and hid them at their home. Just hours after rescuing the Torahs, the Bad Wildungen synagogue was destroyed. Following the violence in Charlottesville, our nation's citizens moved quickly to shine light on the darkness of that event and the growing rise of anti-Semitism in the U.S. In fact, rallies were held in other cities and countries, including Germany, to shine a light on the growing scourge of anti-Semitism and rise of the right-wing fascist organizations. Tonight, I am honored to recognize Johannes Glidicke. Johannes has fought to keep the memory of the small Jewish community of Bad Wildungen alive. He has worked hard to shine a light where there was once darkness. Johannes is a recipient of the Obermeier German Jewish History Award. The award pays tribute to non-Jewish Germans who have made outstanding voluntary contributions to preserving the memory of German Jewish communities. These awards recognize and encourage those who have been devoted to such activities and bring international attention to their work. Only five individuals are honored each year. Johannes is a teacher, researcher, and dear friend to the descendants of that small Jewish community in Bad Wildungen. For over 35 years, Johannes has been striving to keep the memory of our ancestors alive, helping us research our family's past and working with local officials to allow the installation of Stolpersteine, small brass memorial plaques that are installed in the sidewalks outside our former family's homes. Johannes has written more than a dozen articles, held several exhibitions, and the most recent was in November 2021 and was held at the Wandelhalle. The exhibition was called Blickwechsel. Did I mispronounce it? Okay, I did. Which literally means a change of views. Johannes referenced a Jewish proverb for this exhibition that featured our family's stories. If you close your eyes, you can't see anything. Johannes strives on our behalf to shine a light where there once was darkness. Please join me in welcoming and recognizing Mr. Johannes Glidicke.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to say a few words to you. More than 3 years ago, at school, I began to search about the fate of the Jews in my hometown. At that time, there were still many contemporary witnesses with whom I conducted interviews and sent letters to that took weeks and months not to receive and not seconds like it does today with email. That's how I got to know Jews who once lived in my hometown and were expelled from there, and now who live scattered all over the world. Some of them visited their old hometown in Germany with their children. Those were very moving moments also for me. Over the years, I have written many essays and organized exhibitions and been able to welcome children and descendants visiting Bad Wildungen. The commemoration of the atrocities of the Nazi era is a natural part of our public today. I am glad to have made so many contacts and even friendships with the descendants of former Wildunger Jews. We can no longer change the past, but it is our duty to shape the future better together. For example, descendants from former Jews from Bad Wildungen hold lectures in our schools. In the public, they speak to young people and take part in exhibitions. That makes me very happy and gives me the hope that my country, Germany, has really learned about the history. Thank you for permitting me to share my story with you.
Can I ask just a question? I'm going to move this back right for here. And Gary, if you and Johannes together, maybe we'll come and to stand for just a moment.
The work that you have done really is tremendous. And the opportunity to connect with the history of your town and the descendants of the Jewish community there, I know means a lot to them, but what a magnificent example it is of we making sure that stories are told and that memories are preserved. One of the slides, and maybe we can put the slide back up of the brass plaques.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about them and what they represent and why those are important to have it in the town?
Okay. Sure. But you can help me. The brass plaques were actually an idea of an artist, Demnig.
Gunther Demnig from Cologne.
Gunther Demnig. And he began installing them outside the homes of any place where a Jewish family lived. They research it or the families present the necessary information. Usually there is a requirement with the town to get the permission to install them. It's a small fee that you pay of, I think, about 30 euros for each one. It's minuscule. It's just to offset the cost. It takes him a while to make them. Then usually the town, there's usually a small ceremony in the town, and they remove cobblestones and then insert these stones in their place.
Right.
And it's meant, as people are walking down the street, it's meant to cause them to maybe like stumble and recognize that there's something on the ground, and to look down and see that here lived somebody who was Jewish, and it also tells the fate of the person or the family that lived there.
And the name in German is
Stolperstein,
which means
cobbled stones. I don't know.
Stumbling blocks.
Stumbling blocks.
Right there, stumble stones, so that you literally can't take those steps without being confronted by the history. And Johanna, please.
The idea is it doesn't happen once a time. It happened every year for more than 12 years. And it didn't happen only in the capitals or in Berlin. It happened in every small village.
In every small town. That's right. And how many did you help plant in your town?
We are all about 100.
About 100 of them just in that small town to be able to.
The artist Gunther Demnig has installed, I think, close to 100,000.
Yeah, in 25 countries all over Europe.
All over Europe.
And he's usually the one that does the installation. So he is constantly. He has people to help him make them, but he's constantly traveling around and installing them. Now, they are controversial. Nothing's easy. There are some Jews who are offended by this because they believe that having these on the ground is a negative.
It's a disrespect.
Yeah, but, you know, rather you should have a plaque maybe on the building.
And our idea was we only have a Jewish cemetery in our town. Everything is destroyed. We have no other symbols for our local Jewish life. And so that was our idea to put these.
To put them there. Can you hear Johannes? Can you hear him at home as well? Okay, I just want to make sure that this was in part your work and you were doing to bring this remembrance, this tool of remembrance to town. I understand that your house itself that you grew up in,
yes,
has stumbling stones, I won't say the German, in front of them as well?
Yes. At my house, yes. Before the house of my grandfather and grandmother, they lived in a house belonged to a Jewish family who was murdered. And during my research, I found out this family secret. And so I said it is my duty to put the stones at this house.
Put the stones there, even at your own home. And the ones in the photo, Gary, are?
So these are, Willie is my grandfather. Rosa is my grandmother. Siegfried or Fritz is Paulette's father. He was the older brother. And then off to the bottom on the right is my father, Ernst. I was able to get these installed in Germany about a year, I think maybe a year before he passed away, maybe a little less. He was starting to get pretty ill. Now, he was too sick to travel. It would have been nice to take him back one more time. He did go to his hometown a few times over the years. But he wasn't able to see this except to see the finished stuff.
Right, but there it is, your family's history right there in the midst of town for folks to be able to see. Now, Gary, you mentioned the anniversary this week of the Unite the Right rally, which I know many of us have been thinking of, and the danger that anti-Semitism, that white supremacy still poses to our country, to our world, to the Jewish people around the world, making really, Johannes, the work that you do all the more important in terms of preserving memory and telling stories and making sure that the voices of hate are not the final word, are not the ones being said. We so appreciate the work that you have done. Gary, you used the phrase of shining light into darkness, of making sure that the stories continue to be told. We so appreciate, Johannes, the work that you have done, the work that you do with the families and the group in preserving their history, and as an example to us all about what it means to keep memories alive. You both will be around during Oneg. Folks can feel free to ask questions, to have a conversation with them then, but we thank you very much.
For your time.
Thank you, Rabbi.
We understand that you are headed from here down to Richard, with you down to Florida. Is that right? And then to New York. So a very busy schedule for our scholar here, but hopefully in sharing his story, continuing to be an example of what it means to continue to shine that light.